Professor Stacey, good morning.
Good morning.
So could you kind of explain to us, why exactly is 2018 expected to be a bad year for earthquakes?
Okay, this is based on one paper that was published in August and then was presented at a conference recently and has been picked up by the media. Basically, the authors of the paper see that there are variations in the number of magnitude 7 earthquakes recorded globally from year to year, and there appears to be a cycle to it. So what they've done is that they've suggested that that cycle is related to changes in the rotation changes in the speed of the rotation of the Earth, and that about 5 years after the Earth's rotation slows down, there's a peak in the number of earthquakes. The rotation of the Earth slowed down about 5 years ago, and therefore they're suggesting there might be a peak in 2018.
Right. So this study, it mentions, you know, just as you said, that the earthquake event is, well, potential earthquake event, I should say, is caused by the slowing of the Earth's rotation by only just a millisecond. Why does such, well, potentially why, such a drastic variation in the amount and intensity of earthquakes match this just 1 millisecond?
Okay. It's important to realize or to remember that this is only an idea. So they may or may not be right about this. But their argument is essentially that the rotation of the Earth, the speed of the rotation of the Earth, is related to something about the Earth's core and the way that it's rotating. And that if there's been a mismatch between how fast the core is rotating and how fast the surface of the Earth is rotating, that might add some stress to the surface of the Earth and increase the number of earthquakes.
And what would cause this variation in the Earth's and the mantle's rotation?
We don't understand how the core works at all. So we don't know. We can observe that the rotation isn't the rate of rotation isn't constant in time, but we don't really understand the reason.
Right. Now, if you're just tuning into The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Professor Sandy Stacey, Head of Physical Sciences at the University of Adelaide, about the potential for 2018 to be a bad year for earthquakes. Now, we've seen the effects of powerful earthquakes such as the 2004 Boxing Day tsunami. Say, for the sake of the argument, that this does happen, is there potential for more large-scale natural disasters because of this earthquake event?
Okay, this forecast is for magnitude 7 and larger earthquakes. And so the Boxing Day earthquake that you mentioned was a magnitude 9. It's one of the largest earthquakes ever recorded. What we observe is that we have many more small earthquakes than we do large ones. And so even if the number of 7s goes up, then that the number of 8s would go up much less. So the really big earthquake probably won't be much affected by this, if it's true.
Can we expect this potential earthquake event to be over? When can we wait for it to pass?
So the idea is that these intervals peak over a year or two. So again, if they're right, then 2018, maybe 2019.
Right, sure. Well, thank you so much.
No problem.